welcome. This is my 15th reflective journal, and sadly, but this is the last reflective journal here at Emory Henry College. And to conclude on this whole process, we're going to be talking about how far I've come since entering college. Do I feel I'm the same person when I started? What's the next step? And just overall talking about reflective journals. Wow, yeah, I've come a long way through college. At the beginning, I knew I wanted to do athletic training. I didn't know how much would go into it. And I really liked that process, finding myself as a clinician and as a person through athletic training and the liberal arts helping me become a better person overall. And I just feel like over the course of my 3 years in the program, or 3.5 years getting in through the program, that I've really developed as a person, but even more so as a clinician. I found myself as a person more, just with the true identity, but even more so with clinician. I know what I like, I know what I'm good at, I know where my weaknesses are. And of course, those can change, and they've changed year to year, but there are some common patterns of where my weaknesses are occurring, so that's pretty consistent. But yeah, so I'm definitely not the same person from when I started, and that's a good thing. You gotta have growth, and that's part of the learning journey. So what's the next step for me? Ideally, it would be work in a secondary school in Richmond, and work with one of the alum from the program that I'm very good friends with. It'd be a good person just to have for more support as I'm transitioning into practice, and just as a young professional, I'm still trying to live a upbeat, energetic life, but also starting your career, so a good balance of that. So hopefully that goes through, and ultimately I want to go get my master's in something, and I've narrowed it down to mental health counseling, but what I've wanted to do for my master's has changed 3 times, so whether that changes again, stay tuned. Would not be surprised if it changes, but I would do want to do mental health counseling because I feel like I would be able to treat more people, and ultimately that is what I want to do. That's how I am, and I want to make a difference to as many people as possible, and that could be a good path in which I could do that. But always want to stay in the AT field, that same scope, under that bubble of direct patient care interactions, stuff like that. And something I would like to share about the journey of the last reflective journal. So starting these, it was, to me, I felt like it was a burden. It was, oh, it's Sunday afternoon, I gotta do another one. But the more and more I invest in it, the more and more I got out of it. Because the more you think about and reflect, the more you realize what's happening from your perspective, from clinical practice, from a student, and it helps you get a different perspective of everything that's going on. So reflective journals, just in general, as a person, not only from just a academic perspective, but I've learned that they're really useful and can show growth. That's all I have. Thank you for the long journey, and they'll still always be up here.